Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now into hour number three. Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking to the callers about what they think the biggest story in 2004 was. And we're also talking about your predictions for 2005. We're, what, about 36 hours from the new year, 2005. The beard has gotten quite long and white on 2004. Coming up, more on the tsunami. Death toll rockets to 114,000. Some of the other news that we're going to be covering here, it's very important, is people tracking closer to reality. Deal forged to equip Verichip with global positioning satellite. Walmart employees charged with shooting cat on manager's orders. I got a comment on this. Russia's year of shrinking liberties, BBC. Most Russians, sorry, USSR gone. Another Interfax. G8 crackdown on for eight-year-olds as terrorists, BBC. Headline, Mujahideen blow up house in Fallujah, reportedly killing 24 soldiers. Soldier fails to halt stop-loss rule, which is really an inside draft. That's out of the Associated Press. Teen dies after being shot with a taser gun by Collier County deputies, Associated Press. I seem to see one of these every two or three days now, somebody dying from a taser. And now they're down to tasering. You've been seeing articles where they're tasering lots of five-year-olds. DNA evidence may be key in Saddam trial. Romanian 67-year-old woman pregnant with twins. Something else. Pentagon oust official who tied Russia to Iraq arms. Just a ton of news, plus on some of these Russian military drills that are going to be starting up with China. Right now, let's go back to the calls before we cover this news. Let's get through all these great callers. Up next, letting Steve in Ohio finish up, then David and Paul and Steve and others. Go ahead, David.
Steve,
go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, last thing. On the Social Security, how to save it, well, one of the options was Soylent Green. It was kind of a joke, but it looks like that might happen to seniors, that they'd really try to save it, with given the fact that the government isn't telling us, you know, everything about it.
Wait, so you went to the Social Security meeting, I guess, with the government to discuss this with a bunch of people, a little town hall?
Yeah, well, no, it was actually to keep my Ohio State insurance license. It's a continuing education.
And then who made a joke about?
Well, he wasn't. Well, they went raise taxes, raise retirement age, and one of the people in the audience or in the classroom said Soylent Green because of the movie with Charlton Heston. I guess I've never seen the movie, but they were saying something about it was what they were trying to eliminate old people.
Yeah, it's an old movie. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it was just a joke, but anyways, it kind of seems, I see that our government is...
Soylent Green is made out of people!
Right, well, you know, it's just...
You gotta tell them, you gotta warn them!
Yeah, well, I mean, I just wanted to let the seniors that listen to your show that Medicare Part D is a ripoff. It's not going to work. So, you have a great day, Alec.
Well, of course it's a ripoff, but the average person doesn't know how to figure that out, and they just tell you it's great, so it must be good. Thanks for the call. Just like they tell you the economy is great. Oh, it's so good. David in Michigan, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. I was just responding to your question. I think that the new gun bill is going to be introduced at the expanded bill that Ashcroft and Metzenbaum worked on and then presented to Bush, and he said he would sign. Now that the election's over and he's got nothing to lose, there's no reason for them not to go ahead with
that. That's right. Bush has said he wants to sign an expanded assault weapons bill. Meanwhile, Ashcroft comes out and says, oh, we're pro-Second Amendment. We believe it's an individual right.
Yeah. And
unless prescribed by law. Go ahead.
The first thing he does when they get in office, practically, is to get together with the biggest gun grabber the Senate's ever seen. So... My question is, when are people going to understand that the words that these people say mean nothing whatsoever? They have no relationship to the truth or what
you're supposed to watch words, not actions. Now come.
And,
stay there, David.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about POS from BioLox International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioLox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioLox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioLox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioLox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioLox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioLox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioLox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioLox.com. That's BioLox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioLox family of products.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To hour number three, my friends. Masses of vital news coming up here, but let's continue with your phone calls for now. Letting David in Michigan finish up what he was saying. Yes, Attorney General Ashcroft, before he leaves, and Alberto, I love torture, Bush is above the law, Gonzalez gets in, has teamed up with one of the biggest gun grabbers in the Senate to write up a, quote, compromise assault weapons ban that Lord Bush is going to sign. This will be hailed as conservatism. Just like going after Judge Roy Moore and then Bush rewarding the individual that went after him with a federal judgeship. Just like Gonzalez is pro-abortion, pro-open border, anti-gun. Just like everybody else. Just like Senator Specter. Pro-abortion all the way to the hilt. Right. Pro-New World Order. This will be worshipped by the 700 Club and by Rush Limbaugh and the rest of them. This is conservatism. Hand in your firearms. Go ahead.
Well, there's another thing I wanted to mention. Since we're seeing all of this excited new heightened activity with the surveillance of the population, the training of children to accept certain things, there's a story that I wanted to tell you. A friend of mine had a child in kindergarten. This goes back several years, and I was over there talking to him, and the grandmother came out and was talking about how wonderful it was that this child was involved in this little exercise where they were learning all about passports, and this is in kindergarten. They would go from one room to the next, and they were going different places, and they had to present their passport to go into the new place.
Well, I've seen stories about this, yeah. Federally funded, training them to show their IDs, but go ahead.
At the time, I thought, wait a minute, you know, why do people need to teach children in kindergarten about this? And, you know, everyone thought I was crazy for raising this question. Well, now we know, don't we? You know, the United States gets gradually turned into Nazi Germany, and, you know, when we're the new Nazis, then, you know, and we're done being the leg breaker for the New World Order people, then we're cited as the reason why we need a New World Order, and the rug's pulled out from under us. That's the end game.
We need a world government to stop the aggression of America.
Exactly.
So that's how they do it. They always flip-flop it, blaming it on the other side of this bipolar system they've created.
Exactly. So keep up the good work, Alex.
Thanks for the call. You keep it up, too, David. Let's talk to Paul in Tennessee. Paul,
hey.
Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I just want to say a few things. I'm going to go real quick. I can't go as quick as you because I don't know it by heart as well as you do. But I just want to tell you something about the gangs in America. They're contracted with FEMA and the local police. And these are the people, these gangs are going to be the ones going door to door to our homes to confiscate our guns and goods and to kill us. Another thing.
Well, you know where that started about 6-7 years ago? It is true. They were contracting with gang leaders and people to be, quote, informants, and they caught the FBI running the murder for hire, the prostitution, the drug dealing in Boston and much of Massachusetts. They've caught them in L.A. and other areas where they really do use organized crime, I would say, the more serious elements of organized crime. But, you know, the Nazis did that in Vichy, France. So there is some of that going on.
Also,
and the military is openly recruiting right out of the hardcore gangs as well.
Also, Alex, I wanted to say something on the chemtrails.
Yes.
And if you can get the information, you should be able to. What they're doing there, this is to enable the forces of the New World Order to ignite, that is, set on fire, our atmosphere. I'm going to go on. Air in the tires coming out of Japan, the air, contains poisonous chemical and biological materials. And also, all the goods coming out of China, all goods coming out of China, are contaminated with bio and chemical and radioactive components. The reason for this is that China does not separate the waste, mixes it all together. And
all right, well, sir, thank you for the call. Let me just comment on that. Growing up, when jets flew over, the trails disappeared in a few minutes maximum. And when I was in New Mexico, I watched jets all day fly by with the trail disappearing behind them. And about 6-7 years ago, I saw condensation trails forming at a lower level. We've even interviewed meteorologists and people with major TV stations that have gone public about this. Something's different in the atmosphere. Now they fly at just 4,000 or 5,000 feet in the summer. And there's these huge trails everywhere. And they'll have a jet flying right beside another jet, just, you know, maybe a couple thousand feet away. And it's not leaving a trail, but the other jet is. And then I've sat there doing yard work and watched the trail hang there for 5-6 hours. Now, that never happened before. That's where all this chemtrail talk comes in. And now we have bills introduced concerning chemtrails, and something's going on. But then also folks see every jet flying in the sky and think it's doing something, and it's not. You mentioned toxic waste being mixed in with everyday items, smelted in with the metal as a way to get rid of it. I see recalls all the time. Oh, they had a children's table, a colored table. The table's red and the chairs are red, yellow, and green, and blue. They had to recall that because they covertly mixed lead in with the chairs to get rid of it. And our government's been caught doing this. I mean, they took sodium fluoride that was a horrible byproduct of aluminum manufacturing from World War II. It's also in fertilizer manufacturing. And they had hearings about it. What do we do with all the sodium fluoride and all the other agents that are in with it? Well, let's just say that fluoride is good for your teeth, and sometimes you do need it. I mean, calcium fluoride and a bunch of other types of fluoride are good for you. in large amounts, they're bad for you like anything else. But sodium fluoride's bad, folks. There's hundreds of major studies on it. But the problem is, and there's been a lot of reports on this, they mix other stuff in with it. You know, those big canisters of poison they dump in the water got a bunch of other stuff in them, too. That's why the big head Canadian doctor who helped get national fluoridation passed 15 years ago, a year ago reversed himself and said, I was totally wrong. Sodium fluoride is horrible. And by the way, they're mixing all these other things in with it. That's a way to get rid of the fluoride that you'd have to store. I mean, fluoride is incredibly caustic and hard to get rid of. Then on top of it, depleted uranium. You got from nuclear weapons manufacture and spent fuel rods, tons and tons and tons, just thousands of tons of this stuff. You're going to have to pay to bury it in New Mexico or North Texas or wherever. People don't want it there. Well, about 25 years ago in the middle of the Cold War, they said, only if the Russians overrun Western Europe, and we're in the middle of a nuclear war, we have emergency rounds that we can load into the Warthogs that were mainly based in Europe to stop a major tank advance where they had, what, 6-to-1 superiority in tanks, the Russians did. We'll send in these tank busters, and this is only to be used during a nuclear war as a last-ditch emergency because their own manual said it'll radiate the countryside for 500 million years and is very poisonous. That's their own 7-hour training video, their own 300-page training manual that they will no longer issue to the troops, by the way, that Dr. Rocky and others helped write in the mid-'80s. But they knew this back in the 70s when they developed it. And now they just put it in all different types of munitions, from Bradleys to Abrams to handheld weapons, anti-tank weapons to be used by one-man, two-man teams, not just the Warthogs, but in other bunker buster bombs dropped by F-15s, F-16s, F-18s, the Joint Strike Fighters. And they just use it all over the place. Balkans, Iraq twice, Afghanistan. They use it at training sites, about, what is it, 10 different training sites that we know of in the U.S., some right next to major towns and cities. I mean, it doesn't go away, folks, and it's deadly. And it just shows how they could care less about us. So they took a toxic waste and gave it a value so they could then sell their toxic waste to the government. And the government just doesn't care. They just do not care. All right, well, let's just give our freedoms up to these people. They sound like really nice folks. They'll take care of us. Let's talk to Steve in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, Howard.
Hello.
Some information. It was ironic you brought up Bush wanting the people to take smallpox shots.
Yes.
This Sunday night on Fox Movie Channel.
They're going to have a movie about bioattack.
Mm-hmm. And their headline is, it hasn't happened yet. It's true, but it just hasn't happened yet. And they're basically wanting everybody to go get the smallpox shot.
And Nightline's had a 5-night series where we're hit and it's all over. They forcibly inoculate us. It's all a simulated drill. They tell you at the first that it's a drill. People call them by the thousands going, oh, it's real. It's all War of the Worlds, psychological warfare, basically.
It makes me wonder how many people it's going to scare, and then they're going to run out and get the shot. And the other thing...
It's not going to work. 99%, the L.A. Times reported, of firefighters and police refused it. They tried to make them take it 2 years ago.
Huh.
They just laughed at them.
Wow.
Because just hundreds of prominent doctors and epidemiologists went public and said, this thing doesn't even protect you from weaponized smallpox, and it's going to kill a big percentage of those that take it. It's going to kill thousands.
There was the other thing. I don't know who I heard it from. I don't know if it was Jack McLam, Jack Butter, all the other guys. But I heard that the assault weapons ban was tied in with No Child Left Behind, too.
Who is?
The No Child Left Behind?
Yeah.
It had the assault weapons ban tied into it.
Well, yeah, when they tried to pass that along with No Child Left Behind a few years ago to reauthorize it, but the assault weapons ban did not pass. It expired.
I mean, for the new one.
The new spending bill?
Yeah, No Child Left Behind Act 2.
Yeah.
I heard the assault weapons ban was hidden in it.
Yeah, they're trying to stick it in a bunch of different bills.
All right, hey, thanks.
Hey, thank you. Hey, that's conservative. Let's ban guns. I mean, Don't think I'm a liberal, do you? I'm for banning guns. I'm conservative.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Calls real quick. I've got a bunch of news we haven't gotten to yet that I wanted to tell. Stephen in Washington State, you're on the air. Go ahead. Well, Stephen, you there, my friend?
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Alec. Thanks for accepting my call.
Sure, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
A little off the subject here, but...
Well, the subject is what you think the biggest story of 2004 is, or your predictions. But you're welcome to talk about whatever you want.
Well, that wasn't on my mind right now. I was interested more in what other people were saying on that subject. First of all, I'm a medical marijuana activist in Washington, and I would like to hear your where your stand on that is. I've heard you mention before that you've heard about the government scandal on that. And after that, I got one more question.
Well, just George Washington smoked marijuana. I mean, that's public, and I don't like marijuana. I don't smoke marijuana. I don't like the way it makes you know, me feel. I don't like drugs other than, you know, caffeine, which I do imbibe in. It's probably not very good for me. But I know marijuana has great effects for people on chemotherapy to hold down food. Tons of studies on that. I know it's great for glaucoma. And it's just stupid that it's illegal. But the main reason they made it illegal was because it's a better mix. It's better than cotton. It's better than polyester. The oils that come from it are just incredible. It can be grown basically everywhere in the country. It was one of our biggest crops up until then. And our government even banned, you know, the dozens and dozens of varieties that don't even have THC in them. And that's obvious, folks. So you couldn't, you know, have that as an industry, something that threatened DuPont and others that were coming out with polyester about 90 years ago. So they started the demonization campaign. It's really pretty funny. They had all these special announcements and stuff for movie theaters when you went in, and it would show, you know, cowboys would smoke some and suddenly go, "I want to murder people," and go out and start murdering. It was like basically like PCP or something, and they, you know, Reefer Madness and all those famous films the government paid for, and it's just a way to get people into prison to build widgets for 25 cents an hour competing against the rest of us. And it shouldn't be a federal issue. It should be left up to the states. And marijuana should be decriminalized, and you would actually see a lessening in those that actually use it. Kids want to do something that's illegal. Ooh, it's cool. And so that's where I stand on marijuana.
Right on. Thank you. I don't recommend smoking it myself. Not good for your lungs. However, there are other methods of using as a medicine.
Yeah, eating it, sure.
Yeah, or tea, or vape.
Well, see, George Washington was bad. He smoked it. He was an evil pothead.
Oh, I know. He was a terrorist, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I needed you to clarify that for me, because I would like permission to put your logo on my vehicle. And
well, nobody has to have permission to put Infowars.com or anything on your... People call up and go, "Is it all about a link to you?" Folks, free country, please do.
Well, I didn't want to, you know, start a controversy in case anything happened and embarrass you. We need you so badly.
Well, you're great. Thanks for the call.
I'm serious. Thank you.
Sure. But on the whole marijuana issue, now I'm done talking about it. Just George Washington's bad, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric. Eric, where are you calling us from?
Huntington Beach, California.
Welcome. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
I called you a couple weeks ago. I guess it was at the end of the show, so I was able to say a couple of things. That was about it, and then you had to cut off. I've been trying to get a hold of you to try to get on the show as a guest. I'm a federal officer, a graduate of a federal service academy via congressional appointment. I went to the United States Merchant Marine Academy in Kings Point, New York.
I've gotten your messages, and what specifically did you blow the whistle on?
Well, what they've done is they've dissolved our entire federal contracts. We work on things that are called shipping articles. They're articles of agreement with the United States. They were brought into the Constitution when we became a nation under the Judiciary Act of 1789. Because they contract out our rights, our benefits, our pensions, our pay to these shipping companies, as federal employers under general agency agreements, these corporations, shipping companies, are not doing what they're supposed to do as treating us as valid federal officers.
No, I know there's a lot of cheating and scamming that goes on with this loving government. And just send me some more of your info, sir. I mean, I might have you on as a guest. I mean, the government scamming its employees is a dime a dozen. We're talking about criminals here, but thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Straight back to the calls. I'm just taking three more from Ed and Phil and Sheldon. Ed in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering if you received the chemtrail video, a few minutes of it over here by Pittsburgh Airport. I copied it from my camcorder onto a VHS tape and mailed it to you.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I did see a tape labeled that.
Yeah, it's got all kinds of designs like sunbursts and bow ties and X's, and I was thinking it might be fascinating to you to try to figure it out, maybe even pass it on to Tex Mars for those satanic symbols. Because there's a lot of, the whole sky, the entire thing was full. And
I just know growing up, I mean, the sky didn't get filled from end to end, all four directions, at low level with these trails that sit there for hours.
Right. I mean, these things.
But I guess it's all completely normal, sir. Everything's fine.
Right. It was out there for hours, at least 3-4 hours you could see these designs. And so I decided I better get a picture of that and see if anybody can decipher these little, like a sunburst.
Well, a lot of times, I mean, that's, you know, shapes get made by things that occur, and we see shapes in them. That doesn't necessarily mean that a shape was meant by it. You know, you can look at a cloud and see a hippopotamus if you want to.
Well, no, I'm talking about chemtrails. They're straight-line trails that just seem to get wider and wider as
no,
they settle.
No, I've seen that. I've seen them lay them down at 5,000 feet where they're not supposed to form.
Right.
And then just for 4 or 5 hours, just get wider and wider and start drifting downwards. Thanks for the call. Very interesting, Ed. Phil in Virginia. Phil, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Just regarding the big stories of this past year, I just really feel punch drunk with everything that we've witnessed. But I think we're just going to prediction for next year is just more of the same. And like your book, Descent into Tyranny, we're just going to continue our descent into tyranny. The excellent book, by the way, folks, you can use to get the quotes from the Republicans and Democrats in the book about talking about this global government that we're facing. But illustration of the descent and tyranny right now, a developing story where I'm at right now, a quarter mile from a quote, bioterrorism device in a bus, a city bus outside the Norfolk Naval Base. And they're saying it was from a caller from an unlisted number. Now, if I had an unlisted number and I called that in, I would be under the jail right now. So my suspicion is that this is some kind of a drill or something, and they're not.
Yeah, there's no such thing as an unlisted caller. Maybe for us with our caller IDs, but not for the government. But let me is this my friend Phil?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? This is talk show host Phil. Well, Phil, let me try to go over this for people briefly.
Okay.
You've seen Road to Tyranny.
Yes.
Well, take The Takeover, my second police state film. We show a drill, and they took a real Greyhound bus full of people, and they ran through three different teams of regular Army through it on I-35 in Temple, Texas, and at the end of it said, okay, it was just a drill. And what they do is the feds pick a bus number, they call in a threat on it, they pull the sucker over, and they do this, and then on the news, the first news cycle, oh my gosh, there might have been a terrorist, and then later, oh, it was just a drill. They shut down downtown Austin, had a Fed out there playing the part of an Arab, later admitted it was a drill, shut down part of the city, announced all day that police opened a trunk of a car and got sick, turned out that was all fake, all made up. They had a fake nuclear spill. Now, this is yelling fire in a theater. I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah, you're talking about the part in that documentary where you bullhorned the news report telling them that it was a stage-managed event.
Well, that was another one. Yeah, that was one that I got out to exactly. Then they claimed it all happened in just a 3-week period. Then the DPS, something hit the DPS office while everyone's getting sick. And they had a few people act like they were sick, and the psychosomatic test, a bunch of office women got sick. And then I go out there, and it turns out it was fake yet again. They later admitted it. So imagine if you or I said there's been a nuclear spill on South I-35 in Kyle, Texas, and I went out there, and then later that night they just said, okay, it was a drill. See, but again, they announce it like it's real, and yeah, this sounds classic. But the thing is, they take real people, because they know the poor folks on a bus aren't going to have money, aren't going to sue them. And they literally will keep you all day long while they run teams through, search your stuff, have it on the news, and then only sometimes do they admit, okay, it was a drill. Can you believe that, Phil?
Yeah, they're just engaging in terrorism. And I'm sick of it, and that's why we've got you on the air over here trying to expose this junk. And we're just, like I said, until the people wake up and make a stand, it's just going to get worse.
Well, look, they have had thousands of drills, and so many times, we'll take a 99, they had Top Off in Denver. And I've interviewed people who were involved in Top Off, but it was in the paper. It was in ABC News 2 weeks before. It said, we're going to have a drill, and the goal is controlled hysteria, and when the drill will be unannounced. Here's your warning. Sometime in the next month it's coming up, we won't tell you what it is. Well, it was troops rappelling, black helicopters, buses and cars, simulated things blown up, people with the fake blood and the rest of it. They drilled, and by the way, I had a city councilwoman on right after it, from Denver. And she's like, oh, yes, it's so good. We practice putting people in the sports stadiums.
Go ahead.
It's just
I just remembered you talk about a drill that was repulsive and should have been feature news this past year was the homeschool terrorism drill.
That was just one in Michigan, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell folks about that.
I lost you.
Phil, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, your cell phone's cutting out. Yeah, tell folks about the homeschoolers or terrorist drill.
Oh, well, they held an exercise where disgruntled homeschoolers were terrorizing, I forget exactly where it was, but the terrorists were homeschoolers. And what did they do, attack a school or something?
They simulated attacking a school, but the thing that got public attention was 200 children and several school buses on a county road, elementary and middle school, with the fake blood and the fake guts and all the stuff you see in Road to Tyranny when I went to one of these drills that had the special forces at it. And at this one, they told everybody, there's a group, it was homeschoolers against public schools or something like that. And then they did a drill where they basically terrorized the kids and told them, homeschoolers are going to kill you. And it was terrorism.
Oh, man, I tell you. Well, just another illustration of the onslaught of conditioning that we have submitted to, and it's just getting worse and worse.
Well, take care, my friend, and keep up the good work. God bless you. That's a great guy. He has his own talk show, and he pays to put me on one of the big stations there in Virginia, and I should have got him to plug the station. And that's a wonderful person. Feels great. Last caller, Sheldon in Arizona. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was wondering if you got a chance to review that message I left on Violet's machine about that individual that took interest in doing an autopsy on his own accord on William Cooper's autopsy.
And I did hear about that. Tell me more.
Some individual from, I believe it's Wisconsin, took interest in doing a separate autopsy on William Cooper and discovered that there is quite a few anomalies on the autopsy, which one of the indications of one of the anomalies is somebody actually went up and shot Cooper at point-blank range and made sure he was dead that night. I was wondering if you were thinking about bringing that guy on to talk about that.
No, that's a good idea. I should probably do that. What do you think is going to happen in the next year?
In the next year?
Yes.
What I think is going to happen is that the shadow government is going to start using Tesla technology to control the weather. That's how they're going to take care of their population reduction agenda. They're going to start using the weather control technology.
Well, they admit they have some weather control capacity. It's decades old, but 114,000 dead confirmed as of Thursday now.
Is that right?
114,000 dead. Yeah, that's the Associated Press.
Oh, well, yeah, that's my prediction for the new year.
All right, thank you for the call. I know this. I mean, if they were estimating it was going to be 40,000, and now they estimate it's going to be 100,000, and it was 114,000 confirmed, and now they're talking about it could be 200,000, but confirmed 114,000. 114,000 dead bodies. But it happens all instantly, so everybody gets upset about it. And you should get upset about it. It's very sad. But 30,000 children a day starve to death, conservative numbers. 24,000 other people die a day from disease alone that was treatable and preventable. You know, it's not like an 80-year-old person having a heart attack or getting cancer. This is 24,000 people dying from preventable, treatable diseases, on top of 30,000 children dying of starvation every single day. That's 54,000 people. And the globalists aren't responsible for all of it, but they've engineered a system by design to accentuate and expand it radically. Oh, boy, let's cover news now. People tracking closer to reality, deal forged to equip Verichip with global positioning satellites. Satellite systems have always been integrated with this, boosted via the cell towers, folks. I've interviewed the CEO, the scientist who invented this. I've been talking to Verichip for 4 years. Setting the stage for controversial tracking technology, the satellite telecommunications company, Orbercom, has signed an agreement with Verichip Corp, making a maker of the world's first implantable radio frequency identification microchip. Verichip, a subsidiary of Applied Digital, will work with Orbercom, I knew I was reading something wrong, to develop and market new military, security, and healthcare applications in the U.S. and around the world, the company stated in a press release. As WorldNet Daily reported, Applied Digital has created and successfully field-tested a prototype of an implant for humans with GPS or global positioning satellite technology. Once inserted into a human, it can be tracked by GPS technology and the information relayed wirelessly on the Internet, where an individual's location, movements, and vital signs can be stored in a database for future reference. Orbercom's relationship with Verichip provides yet another new and important industry that will help use the satellite systems and its ground infrastructure network to transmit messages globally, their CEO, Jerry Eisenberg, said. Initially, after privacy concerns and the verbal protest over marketing the technology for government use, Applied backed away from public discussion about such implants and the possibility of using them to usher in a cashless society, which is what they've openly said they want. They say you're going to have to take it. I've had their people on the air. You've heard them. In addition, to quell privacy concerns, the company issued numerous denials, stating it had no plans for implants. And now they admit it. Continuing, Russia's year of shrinking liberties, BBC, there was much discussion this year over whether Russia's move towards authoritarian rule was accelerating. It was a difficult year with attacks by Chechen rebels claiming hundreds of lives. The responses to them included restrictions on civil liberties. It was accompanied by a large increase in racially motivated violent attacks. The tough policies of Chechnya did not bring peace. Indeed, September school siege in Beslan is nearby North Ossetia was the single bloodiest attack on civilians to date. That was a government op, folks. Mainstream news. In the aftermath of the tragedy, President Vladimir Putin decided that regional governors would no longer be elected, but appointed directly by central government. And it goes on to talk about how they've taken over all radio and TV and print media and everything else, and how serious it all is. Speaking of Russia and China, Russia-China plan military drills, AP. Russia and China will hold unprecedented joint military maneuvers on Chinese territory next year, involving both nations' air forces and navies. Russia's defense minister said yesterday, Sergei Inovov, speaking at a cabinet session chaired by President Vladimir Putin, said the exercise would involve submarines and possibly strategic bombers. The Interfax and ITAR TASS news agencies reported, for the first time in history, we have agreed to hold quite a large military exercise together with China and Chinese territory in the second half of the year. He said, according to ITAR TASS, the Russian side will not bring big numbers of servicemen, but mostly state-of-the-art weapons, Navy, air aviation, submarines to practice intersection with China in different military maneuvers. He reported interaction with them. After decades of bitter rivalry, the fake Sino-Soviet split, Moscow and Beijing have developed what they describe as a strategic partnership. Yeah, they called it their New World Order last year. In years since the Soviet collapse, China is the number one customer for Russia's struggling defense industry, purchasing billions of dollars worth of fighter jets, missiles, and destroyers. Officials of Russia's state arms trading company said last week that China is expected to sign new contracts for the purchase of Russia's most advanced fighter jets. Both nations have spoken about their adherence to multipolar world. That's where they added New World Order, referring to their opposition to a perceived U.S. domination in global affairs. Why would the Associated Press leave out the New World Order comment? They said a Russian-Chinese New World Order, a bipolar New World Order, was the quote of over a year ago, back in 2003. Very, very interesting to see that happening. Most Russians, sorry, USSR gone. This is out of Interfax. Pollsters say 67% of Russia's population regret the collapse of the Soviet Union, and 58% of Russians consider their country's relations with other members of the Commonwealth of Independent States normal, friendly, or good, neighborly. The Yuri Levadin Analytical Center said 26% of Russians are glad that the Soviet Union has fallen apart. It never fell apart. They just, look, communism turns into command and control with just a few fat cats owning and running everything. So they just looted everything and basically even taken the pitiful welfare away from the people. That's all. They just made them total slaves. It's called feudalism. Forget commie, socialist, fascist, all these terms. They're just feudal slaves, folks. The government blows stuff up to keep them in fear. We'll come back, cover a bunch of other key news on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I've got a London Guardian and a BBC article on two separate stories about eight-year-olds. In one article from the Guardian, eight-year-olds in England and all over Europe, under these new EU laws, if you drop wrappers, packages, anything down to that age, you'll be criminally charged. And then one of the EU ministers talks about how they're charging people for absolutely nothing, cracking down on everyone, getting everybody into the prison system. Their prison populations are now skyrocketing. See, it's about getting us, the animals, the slaves, under master's control. Here's a, and then there's another one here out of the BBC, G8 crackdown for eight-year-olds. For the G8 summit, they're going to make everybody have these ID cards down to eight-year-olds, be able to travel around. Teen dies after being shot with taser gun by Collier County deputies. Again, I see one of these every 2 days. A teenager died after he was zapped with a taser gun and doused with a substance similar to pepper spray during a fight with Collier County Sheriff's deputies, officials said. Christopher Hernandez, Fort Myers, was the third suspect to die in Florida this month after being subdued with a taser gun. Hernandez died Tuesday, several hours after officials say he attacked deputies, kicking and ripping their uniforms. He ignored orders to stop. Now, again, you can argue, well, that's okay that in this case, if they're even telling the truth. The problem is when you're tasering five-year-olds, folks, if they don't put down a Game Boy, there's no excuse. And then why are all these deaths exploding now? There's a couple of these every week. And again, I just talked about in the last few months in Florida, the third such one. Amazing. Just absolutely amazing. Oh, boy. These are all just training aids to train the police to go ahead and engage the public and to train us with the video images of it, of them shooting us for no reason. It's like riot police firing rubber bullets at crowds for no reason and killing a young woman. Kim Jong-il purges relatives after alleged coup bid. London Independent, North Korea's Kim Jong-il has purged some of his closest relatives, accusing them of trying to seize power, reports in Beijing and Seoul said. Purge began some months ago when Kim Jong-il II put his father-in-law, Chang Song-kik, under house arrest along with 80 other officials and their family members. Many have reportedly been sent to North Korea's gulag in the largest purge in a decade. The guy's a complete psychopath. How do you handle that? You give him nuclear weapons material like Donald Rumsfeld did. That traitor Bill Clinton let it happen, though. Yeah, he did, and Rumsfeld was the guy he let do it. I love how neocons cover things. Look at Bill Clinton. He's evil. He gave it to him. He let us sell it to him. How dare him? It's horrible. Bill Clinton opened the door for us to give him the weapon. How dare you? As they hand it to him. And that's the double think. All right, we're out of time here. Great broadcast today. I'm glad that you all joined us. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. On your local AM and FM station or on Global Shortwave at 3210 at night, 9.985 during the day, or the internet at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget, you can watch all my films, all 11 films, my weekly TV reports, my best radio interviews, text reports, read my book, Paul Watson's book, for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv with PayPal or credit card. PrisonPlanet.tv is so amazing. Please sign up today. Or call toll-free to get any of my films. Big discounts, upwards of 75% off some of the DVDs right now, some of the best films we've made. 1-888-253-3139. This is only going for a couple more days. 1-888-253-3139. Or look at all those specials and order online at, as I said, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Stand up for humanity. You're not slaves. The government doesn't own you. They have no right to say you're their slave for your safety. It's always for your safety. So just get involved. We can turn the corner with God's help. All right. Have a great day. I'll see you back tomorrow and back tonight, 9 to midnight. Terror.